What's up?
How do you do, Matt? How are you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Good, great.
Yeah, how's your day?
Doing great, man. So, this is kind of like a podcast interview that I'm doing for my kinesiology class. Uh-huh. And I'm just going to ask you a few questions. First, kind of just introduce yourself, like, you know, just introduce yourself. Your senior, when is your graduating year, and so on and so forth.
Okay. Well, my name is Matthew Ueno. I'm a senior. I'm graduating in May on the Applied Exercise Science track. And yeah.
Great. So my question is, why did you choose AES in the first place? Or, you know, how did you get to AES?
Well, basically, throughout high school, I was really into fitness and all that and motivating people. So what I wanted to do is I wanted to open up my own gym. I thought that'd be a really cool career choice. So looking into schools, I chose APU, and I thought the major that made most sense was exercise science, because I loved exercise. I love the body, fitness, motivating people. So I thought, you know, what better major than applied exercise science? I didn't think about business too much, but yeah, my main goal was to be able to help people live healthier lives and be stronger and all that good stuff.
Awesome. Great. That sounds awesome, man. So another question is, do you have any certifications that you have earned over your 4 years of APU, or just in your specific field or practice in your major so far?
Yeah, so I'm AED and CPR certified. I have my certification of personal training, the NASM one. Let's see, what else do I have? Yeah, I mean, those are the two ones that I got from the exercise science course.
Okay. Can kind of go into a little bit of what the certifications are. So you said you were CPR certified, of course. Mm-hmm. And you said two other ones. What were they again? And just kind of like go into that.
So it was the AED. So that's the same thing as like the CPR one, basically.
Okay.
But the certified personal trainer, that one was from AES 242, I believe. But basically, you know, we took the class on personal training. I took the exam afterwards. Mm-hmm. I passed. And what's pretty cool is that you get, since if you take it through the school, like if you take the class and then you pass the exam, you get the certification with distinction, which looks a little better because you did it through a institution. So now I'm certified to personal train at like big box gyms like 24 Hour Fitness or Crunch or whatever the case may be. So yeah, I mean, it's a good certification to have, especially if you're looking to get into that realm. And it also opens up a lot of doors for jobs too, because you know you can be a personal trainer while you're in college and start building your career and your brand while you're still taking classes.
That's awesome to hear that, man. Another question that I'm going to ask you is, what are your next step in education? I know earlier in the year you came and visited me in the classroom and said you weren't going to go back to school, but just kind of, you know, get more of a detailed answer and just take your time with it. Like, what's your next step in education if you are going to go back, but you said you might not go back, and your next step in your career or your field?
Yeah, so do not plan to go back to school. I'm not the best student. I would say I'm a better student of life than I am of the classroom, but yeah. My next step is, honestly, I want to pursue my marketing agency that I started. I have a couple clients right now that I'm servicing, and obviously getting more clients. So I'm doing that now and just looking to do that more full-time after graduation. So not making a ton of money off of the agency right now. So probably going to get a part-time job just for more secure income until the agency blows up, so to speak, you know. Mm-hmm. And so just focus on that. I started a podcast, and I want to continue to do that as well, where I interview successful people, and I might make it more tailored towards young men. So interviewing successful men to help other young men, you know, build their careers, their confidence, their skills, their competencies. So basically just, you know, owning a business, starting a podcast and a blog. Those are basically the next steps for me.
That's good to hear, man. That's great. What is your overall career goal? Like, what is kind of like the end game for you, if that makes sense?
Yeah, I would say the end game for me is to be able to build enough passive income through investments and business so that I can go to work because I want to and not because I have to. And having that free time to invest into other young men through mentorship and accountability groups and things like that. So that would be through like a coffee shop or something like that. But basically the end goal is for me to be able to live a life where I can fully express my God-given purpose without the worry of, oh no, I got to pay my mortgage bill and oh shoot, I got to go to this job that I don't want to go to. You know, basically like unhindered expression of God's purpose for my life. And I feel like a lot of people hinder that expression because they are tied to a job or responsibilities that they don't want to be a part of. And that's not conducive to expressing that purpose for them. And I like to say more money, less problems, because the lack of money arguably creates much more destructive psychologically in the family and marriage. And scarcity of it creates way more problems in those aspects than an abundance of it, I would argue. And I'm not saying everybody should try to be a millionaire, but to not brush off money to the side and say it's not important, I don't care about money, money's evil. I think that's the best way to be a slave to it. You know, it's pretty ironic. People are like, oh, I don't want that much money and I don't want blah, 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 blah. And I'm not going to let it become a slave to me. But you know what ends up happening is that they become the biggest slaves to it because now they're worried, how am I going to pay my mortgage? Oh, I need money. How am I going to pay my kids? Oh, I need money. How am I going to pay the bills? I mean, basically their whole life becomes consumed by the scarcity of money. So anyway, I don't want to be shackled to money. I just want to express fully that purpose that God has for me. And I think right now that's men's mentoring, but it could change.
That's really cool to hear. And it really is a big problem for people because they really do kind of overlook like, oh, you know, money's not that big of a problem. And then all of a sudden you found out that you're like $500,000 in debt. And, you know, in the Bible, it says that we should not be a slave or we should not be a servant to two masters. And the only master that we need and that we have to listen to is God above anything else. And that's that's really cool to hear that from you. And like just for, and you kind of already answered this question, but to further go on into like general advice for freshmen or transfer to APU, what do you have? And then also you can kind of go into like the related Kines major advice, you know? So just what is your advice overall?
Overall, I would say
for both Kines majors and or Kines freshmen or transfers.
Yeah, so I guess two that immediately comes to my head is don't waste your time with summer school and don't waste your money with summer school, because what you can do is use your summer to practice self-discipline and study for CLEP exams to get out of GEs that is going to suck up a lot of time and money, because one class at APU, one 3-unit class, it's in the thousands of dollars. I don't know exactly, but it's in the thousands of dollars. Yeah. Whereas a CLEP exam is like $80. It does take a lot more self-discipline in order to study for that and to pass. But I mean, the time you save and the money you save is astronomical. And that's something I wish I did, which I didn't, but it's something I wish I did. To save, you could graduate early and you would save so much time and money. For real. The second one would be to invest in your education outside of the class, like watch YouTube videos, listen to podcasts, read books, listen to audiobooks. That will set you apart so much more than the other students, and read stuff that aren't necessarily Kines related. Read business, read how to sell, read how to market, read how to close a deal. those type of things, because what makes you a great physical therapist or a personal trainer does not make you a good business owner, right? And so I think what's often neglected is the sales and marketing side of getting clients for your practice. And so, yeah, so in summary, study for CLEP exams, take those so you can save your time and money, and invest in outside education. So you can skip a Chick-fil-A to buy a book, you know? And so those are the two that immediately stick out for me.
Awesome. That's really cool. That's really well, that's kind of all the questions I have for you. Maybe just one personal question for you.
Sure.
So in kinesiology, or as an AES major in the practice, you know, you hear a lot about you have to practice what you preach. You know, you have to you have to know the areas of the body, and you can't you can't open up a book in the field. You know, mm-hmm. you have to know it off the top of your head. It has to be basically like nature, honestly, mm-hmm. like muscle memory. So, what are some things that you do to, you know, be consistent and to practice what you preach? And if I add, and if I told you, hey, you have to practice what you preach, what is kind of like the evidence, or just kind of the factor that you display, if that kind of makes sense?
Yeah, that's a great question. Mm-hmm. I would say, so as far as the self-education, I'm very committed to self-education. Mm-hmm. I've spent, like, and I'm not even exaggerating here, I've spent thousands of dollars to invest in my personal education. I take time to read every day, or almost every day. I would say at least 5 out of the 7 days, I take time to read books in the morning. I listen to audiobooks. I seek out mentors. One of my current mentors right now is the brand president of Supra Footwear. It's the skating shoes. And I've reached out to him personally to mentor me. I've reached out to this guy. He's 27 years old, $6 million a year marketing agency. Reached out to him, got an internship from him. So as far as like the self-education, I think I'm setting a very good example of what that looks like. What I need to work on, though, is my personal physical health. I mean, I'm not fat. I'm not unhealthy, but it could always be better. Mm. And one thing I'm trying to work on right now is just, you know, as simple as it sounds, just eating more veggies. I don't eat enough veggies, and I need to eat more of that. So I'd say what I'm doing really well at is the self-education, the self-directed learning, and I could work on the health aspect a little more. As far as training goes, like lifting weights and cardio stuff, I'm pretty consistent with that as well. It's more so the diet that I'm struggling with.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it seems to, like, with people who are trying to, you know, like the new year, new me kind of aspect of life, and kind of like what this generation's all about, is really like, you know, where to start in the gym. It's so easy, but in order to get like the actual results that you need, or, you know, to see where you're going, you have to fix what you eat, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like that's like such a big, humongous like bridge, or like a big humongous gap that people try to like either overlook, or they just stuck, you know?
Yeah. Honestly, it's not about the goal. It's how you get there, and it's mm-hmm. the systems in your life that'll, so like what I mean by systems is basically your habits. Like, mm-hmm. apart from any of your goals, if you're doing what you're doing for the next 10 years, where will you be? And if you don't like the answer, then change your habits. Mm-hmm. Don't change your goals. Don't change blah, blah, blah. Just change your habits. Mm-hmm. If you ate 10 cheeseburgers every day in the next 10 years, you're going to weigh 1,000 pounds. You know, and so it's focus on the habits, focus on discipline. Don't worry too much about motivation and goals. Focus more on discipline and habits.
That's awesome, man. All right. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for your time. And yeah, have a good day, man. Thank you for honestly everything, and just taking your time out of your day to just help me out with these questions.
Yeah, no, I'm no problem. I love doing this.
All right, take care now.
All right, later.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Mm-hmm.